Books on Tape presents Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow, read by Scott Brick. Observations by Alexander Hamilton. I have thought it my duty to exhibit things as they are, not as they ought to be. Letter of August 13th, 1782. The passions of a revolution are apt to hurry even good men into excesses. Essay of August 12th, 1795. Men are rather reasoning than reasonable animals, for the most part governed by the impulse of passion. Letter of April 16th, 1802. Opinion, whether well or ill-founded, is the governing principle of human affairs. Letter of June 18th, 1778. Prologue. The Oldest Revolutionary War Widow. In the early 1850s, few pedestrians strolling past the house on H Street in Washington, near the White House, realized that the ancient widow seated by the window, knitting and arranging flowers, was the last surviving link to the glory days of the early Republic. 50 years earlier, on a rocky, secluded ledge overlooking the Hudson River in Weehawken, New Jersey, Aaron Burr, the Vice President of the United States, had fired a mortal shot at her husband, Alexander Hamilton, in a misbegotten effort to remove the man Burr regarded as the main impediment to the advancement of his career. Hamilton was then 49 years old. Was it a benign or a cruel destiny that had compelled the widow to outlive her husband by half a century, struggling to raise 7 children and surviving almost until the eve of the Civil War? Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton, purblind and deaf but gallant to the end, was a stoic woman who never yielded to...